Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Friday, and I'm thinking we should start with a game.
Oh.
It's time to play a game, ladies and gentlemen. It's Vinny versus the quote. Who said it, Vinny? All drugs should be legal. The correct answer is not Sarah Clark. All drugs should be legal. Was it Lady Gaga? Trey Anastasio from Fish? Snoop Dogg? Chris Robinson? Ted Nugent? Or David Crosby? Damn. All drugs should be legal.
Are you sure you don't want to add some more names to the list?
No, nope. Six names. Lady Gaga, Trey Anastasio from Fish. They had to put from Fish in here.
Nobody.
Snoop Dogg, Chris Robinson, Ted Nugent, or David Crosby. Walk us through it, Finn. Why don't you start eliminating some people?
Okay, well, Nugent's a straight edge, so
you're saying
I'm
no
pretty
to that.
Sure he's a guy who wouldn't say yes to that. I don't know anyone who's looking to hear what Trey Anastasio has to say. He's a nice boy and a very good guitar player, and people love his band, but...
You're down two. The left is Lady Gaga, Snoop Dogg, Chris Robinson, David Crosby.
David Crosby. People in line for livers are like, you bastard! I'm going to go. Well, because none of these names, while they're, I feel like the only person who's currently relevant and would be out speaking publicly is Lady Gaga. So that's my answer, Bob. Wah!
I'm sorry. That is incorrect. The correct answer, do you want to guess between Snoop Dogg and Chris Robinson? Because you actually did eliminate ones that were
not.
So the answer is Snoop Dogg or Chris Robinson.
Oh, okay.
You're not getting anything for this, but I'm giving you another chance.
Okay. Oh, this is tough. I'm going to say Snoop Dogg, Bob.
I'm sorry, Vinny. The correct answer is Chris Robinson of the Black Crowes.
Who was talking to him?
God, no one knows.
He was talking
to a well. Someone was down at the bottom of the well he was talking to.
I love the Black Crowes, but I'm just, he's another one who...
He says it's time to put an end to the war on drugs. It's a ridiculous waste of time and money and resources. Let's have some humane reaction to people. He says, I love nice French white wine. And you know what? When you're old enough, you can enjoy it too. My kids ask me why they can't use curse words. I say, because it's inappropriate at your age. But trust me, when you're older, these effing words are amazing. You're going to love them. He's got two kids. He's pleased that California. He lives in Marin County.
Yeah, he does. He plays Sweetwater all the time.
Oh, yeah, we've heard that.
He loves that place.
Yeah.
He said,
and so does Trey Anastasio.
Fish guys live in Marin.
He plays Sweetwater all the time too.
All the jam guys.
Yeah.
Say they're smoking too much weed and just jamming. All the dead dudes that are still alive live there too.
And the Chris Robinson Brotherhood was a band that he was doing for a while, and
he's still doing it. In fact, they've got a gig coming up, Brooklyn Steel on Sunday. They're going to play.
Well, they play Sweetwater all the time too, from what I hear. Right in your neighborhood, right?
Yeah. I always bought my flower. That's his weed. I always bought my flower from people who were in the old school. We were outlaws. We weren't patients. I put my name on that list a long time ago to help get where we are. So on one level, I'm proud. On another level, we'll see where it falls. But I guess that's America. Merca. Even though we live in the Republic, it's a capitalist place. Money talks in America. There you go. I'm sorry that you didn't win the game. There were a lot of choices.
I was close.
I whittled it down. You did,
nicely.
And you kept him in, you know. You saw that he could be a person.
Well,
who
I just was going by who would be out talking.
Right.
Like, I don't see
And
him.
Lady Gaga. But she only says, if there's a room with 100 people.
Let's hear that. Let's
and
hear
none
that.
Of them believe in you.
He's not here.
All it takes is one person, the right person, to believe in you.
Chris Robinson's, I'm telling you, I love those early Black Crowes albums.
Oh,
he's
mm-hmm.
one of my favorites, but he seems to be in hiding most of the time, like purposefully.
Yeah.
Chris Robinson Brotherhood is inaccessible to most people who like music. You know what I mean?
Unless you want to go to the Sweetwater, some little hole in the wall, and I'm sure that's not the only hole in a wall he plays out.
He knows how to write a hook.
He sure does. He just doesn't know how to get to it in the jam band scenario.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, I saw him, I don't know, a few years ago. Might have even been at the Warfield. Couldn't have been. Seems too small. Anyway, we were there seeing them. And they had two bands opening up for them.
This is the Black Crowes?
Black Crowes.
Oh, this might have been what did they do? They did like a final tour. And their last show was in San Francisco. I think it was at the Bill Graham Civic.
That sounds right. I don't remember if is his brother's name Rich. I don't think Rich was in the band, though. I think.
Well,
it was,
they've famously had problems.
Yes. So, but it was a Black Crowes show. So they had two bands open up for them. Both of them total noodly jam bands. Both of them. I think that they were something was going on with the Black Crowes because the first band is just about done by the time we get there at 9:00. The second band goes on at like 9:30, plays till 11:45. Like the Crowes came on at midnight, and I'm like, I got it up since 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And then they didn't play any songs I recognized in the hour that we stayed, and I'm like, I gotta go home. It was just all noodly stuff, and he's doing his weird hippie dance. I know. I was bummed because I love them.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like, can you guys start at 9? I get up at 4.
Their second album is one of my favorite albums of all time.
What's on that one?
Hotel Remedy. I have it right here. Let me look. I haven't listened to it in a minute. But
The Remedy.
It looks like so their dates are at the Fillmore, November 14, 15, 16.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. We're going to squeeze a little bit of the new music in here. We'll see what we can get to. I wanted to start with that new single from Carly Rae Jepsen. I know. Just out of the blue, I saw that there's a song from her out, and I like her. It's a song called Party of One, a Party for One. And I guess that she's got, you know, they're saying this past weekend she put out a record. I didn't see a record from her last week. Did you? Did it come out not on Friday, but on Saturday or something?
Oh, this. Let me check.
Sting Me, Remedy, Thorn in My Pride, Sometimes Salvation. That's all from that second album.
I remember liking the second album, but the one that has, you know, she talks to angels and
that's the first one.
Jealous.
Yeah, Jealous Again.
Yeah.
That's their first one. They
and,
came out of
Hard to Handle.
Yeah. That was their first one.
That's that. I love everything.
Well, they went big right away.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure, busted loose. So what do you think about this?
The single? Are you referring to the single?
No. Did a record come out this past weekend?
No, I don't see one here. Let me look.
Oh, you know what? It's looking like sometime in November or something we're going to get a car. It doesn't matter. Whatever. Here's a new song from Carly Rae Jepsen. People who care will find it. Oh. I think did she just say, I'm making love to myself?
That's nice. Correct, yes.
I always just want her to have another Call Me Maybe. So I'm always looking to hear a hook from her.
I was just going to ask you, is it sad to have like the biggest pop song, hooky pop sugar song happen first to you so that you'll never get there again?
Yes,
it is sad.
I was thinking the same thing, like, just play Call Me Maybe real quick.
It's the song. It's the thing that Sarah talks about all the time. Don't peak in high school, everyone. Don't peak in high school.
Hear that, Bryn?
Yep.
Well, you gotta peak sometime, though.
What does that mean? Why are you mad at
Bryn?
I
was sitting down with Yuzi the other day, and my sister, she's got a great job. She's a lawyer now. Motor Brothers like owns this $4 million building, and everybody's doing well, and I'm like, damn, I peaked in high school.
Oh. Like, Bryn's the loser of the family.
Bryn, you don't really feel that way, do you?
Sometimes I do. I mean, I feel like I live a really unique, awesome life, but
Yeah. You did not peak in high school.
No, I
dude,
mean,
you're the most famous one in your family.
Famous,
by far.
Sure, I'm popular.
You're very popular.
But what fame else? Don't pay bills, who man?
That's exactly. I'm thinking,
exactly. I mean, you know,
are you hella broke?
I am hella broke.
He's got a brand new BMW minivan.
He owns a house in Millbrae. I don't think he's broke.
I don't think he's broke.
I've been that guy. Everybody in this joint knows me, and I don't have $2 in my pocket. God damn it.
If you're going to be famous, you need to be rich.
Right.
Right.
Remember that one time where Vinny had lined up, we're in the other building, but Vinny had lined up pennies along the aisleway to our boss's office because he's like trying to ask for more money.
These are my elaborate negotiating tactics.
He does have some pretty elaborate ones.
I unique. Did get us an office there, didn't I?
You sure did.
Camp in that dude's doorway.
They pulled all the buckets and mops out of that closet and put us right in there. Right.
I got to get the morning show out of my doorway. Find a spot for that boy.
Only one of us could get up at one time because he can't fit through the office.
And God forbid, you know, the chair, remember all our chairs' backs used to touch each other? Oh my God, that was so funny. I loved that little office. It was so dumb.
Oh,
how
so
about
dark.
Our office now? You love this one?
I do, because we have windows.
Well, I would love it more if it didn't stink to high heaven.
I don't use that office anymore.
I was like breathing through my handkerchief yesterday while
we were
in there.
It was kind of embarrassing. I was embarrassed.
Why were you embarrassed?
Because I can't get these people to answer my emails, man.
Look, you tried.
You're not supposed to.
I don't blame you.
What I want to do is take a hammer and bang apart that desk and pull it apart and get behind there. But you're not allowed to do that in the building. So that's why I'm calling on building people's help.
I mean,
but no one will help
me. It's ridiculous. I mean, has it been 2 months now?
No, listen. It was two months that I kept walking into that room, walking up to my desk, going, and looking around, and no one is, everyone's just doing their work like
something
this is normal.
Was just festering
and
in
so
there.
I just kept going, over and over, like that went on for months before I finally said, doesn't anybody smell
and
nobody, this?
You know what's
we
funny? It was once I smelled
there.
It,
yeah.
It seemed like it started to, it, that's when it started to really just punch out into the room.
I had to start saying to you people, stand right here.
Were you smelling it before? Because you're the closest to it.
No, I started smelling it, I think, before you guys, but I think it was right in Vinny's area, wherever his
Well,
feet
we had this old fridge, and my theory is that it leaked and just there's foulness under the carpet. Like something has grown there.
They clean the carpet.
There's like a
they
mushroom farm
them.
That's just.
When they cleaned the carpets, did they pull the mushroom new fridge farm. Out?
We pulled it out.
We pulled everything out.
The problem is that underneath the filing cabinet that's attached to the wall right there, they can't clean under that. And my theory. Again, back to my theories, is that if we could remove that and they could clean that area, it might help.
But I think you need to rip apart the desk.
I think they need to cut that part of the carpet out, clean the floor underneath it, and put another chunk of carpet in there. It is like that office is unusable. And after it's been locked up all night, it's just like opening up a stink box.
If I didn't feel like I was the only, I just didn't want to hear that's your upper lip or that's you or
yeah,
that
you
what
stank.
Did you do over
you
there?
Stanky.
I just kept going like, man, someone's gonna say something soon, right?
Oh, good God!
Yeah, I didn't smell it until you said that, and it's the funkiest. It's like a weird fish smell, like a just a bogus like fish oil.
Bogus.
It's bogus.
Before we move off of this, I just want to say, Bryn, you're the biggest winner in your family.
Yeah, you win, Bryn.
I know
you
your family.
Win.
You are
you're
hands
great
down
person.
The best one.
Yeah.
You're the best one.
You have
guys.
Not even begun to peak yet. Like, the future holds huge things for you.
Don't be down, bro.
I'm all right.
It's Friday.
Thanks, man. I'm great. Here's Carly Rae peeking here.
Woo! And this is crazy, but here's my number. So call me, baby. Right.
So
at
sweet,
baby. That's a great, great tune. Mm-hmm. She needs to buy another great tune. I don't know what she's trying to write tunes for. Just like buy a good one. Have somebody buy one.
Yeah, but they don't
one.
All float like that. That song floats.
That song does float. That's a great word for it. I don't have time to break into that. Well, hopefully, we'll get to a little bit more music when Johnny Mosley's here. We'll talk to him. Although it is hard to get a word in around Johnny Mosley. I did want to mention, though, that this weekend, SNL is back. It's been off for a couple weeks. And it's our nemesis, Jonah Hill, is going to be hosting.
You see mid-90s yet, Vinny?
No.
All right, buddy.
You know, I was trying to tell you guys just the other day, I'm living newborn life. There's no getting out of the house. There's no going
this
to movies.
This weekend, when Nona's there, you and your girlfriend should go to see Bohemian Rhapsody.
See, I'd say yes, we should. Except we're also tired. Mm. We have throw up on us.
Hey,
like it's
right.
just not.
What about poo?
I'm not,
and pee?
And I'm not even saying this to complain. I'm just trying to tell you that
this is what I'm under.
That's what I'm living right now. It is what it is, and you know the few escapes I get, I need them to be surfing or some form of exercise, as my fat ass is really
it's fun
in need of
watching
it.
Vinny go through this at his age.
God,
it's cute. You said a cute thing yesterday that. You know,
what is that?
Really?
That his girlfriend, that Christina is the mother of two. She's a mother of two now.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's really sweet. Like, I look
so
at her
adorable.
And she's a mom.
She's so happy with it, too. Oh.
She likes it. How happy is Vinny?
He's having a hard time adjusting.
Vinny is happy.
He's having a real hard time adjusting.
He might be whining about it here, but he loves it. He loves those kids. He's so proud of them. He's always showing pictures.
Vinny's broken in a different kind of way.
I'm having some real adjustment issues.
For sure.
You put that on here, but I know you're happy.
My favorite story that you've told recently is the day you were like, I don't know, sweeping the garage or, I don't know, doing housework, and the kids start doing circles around you. And
oh, that was those neighborhood kids.
Are you the dad?
I'm the dad.
Mm-hmm. Am I the dad?
Am I the dad? I ask myself that every day, kids.
How can this be?
Is
how did I get
life?
Here?
Am I the
watching
dad?
The days go by.
You are not the father. I'm out of here.
If those kids didn't look exactly like him, I
oh god, agree with dead him. On him, man.
So
Jonah Hill, is there a musical guest?
There is.
All right, back to SNL.
Somebody named Maggie Rogers. I don't
Who's
know who that is. But Pete Davidson, who just broke up with Ariana Grande and is really the only thing you know him for, I guess that in the promos, in one of the promos, he asks Maggie to marry him and she says no and he goes 0-3. So, which seems harmless, hilarious. But Ariana was not amused. She tweeted, "For somebody who claims to hate relevancy, you sure love clinging to it, huh? Thank you. Next."
Oh, wow.
And then she...
Why is she so mad at him?
I don't know.
Is it because he tweeted the ex-boyfriend?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think so. I believe that story. I don't care what anybody says. He sent naked pictures of them together to this Mac Miller dude.
Otherwise, why would she hate him so much?
She hates
does,
him.
Well, I didn't... So she does.
This is why I'm single.
Seems like it now.
Yeah.
It seemed like at first they were trying to be cool.
Uh-huh.
And it's gotten less cool.
Yep.
That is, if he did that, that's awful.
She already deleted the tweet, but, oh, I know. It is awful. It's petty and small and immature.
I'm sure he thought it was funny, though.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Like, ha, 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 and then all of a sudden, ooh.
How could someone, there's no way that he wouldn't know that was going to hurt the guy, though. You know what I mean?
Maybe he just didn't think it would go that far, that the guy would
wind
up
ODing. Even if you got years away from it. And someone sent you pictures of your chick with another dude, you'd be like,
I wonder, though, if she was continuing to talk to him and it bothered him, like if she was texting with Mac Miller and, you know, and had like a thing.
So that's
going.
The conversation you have then.
Right. Oh, no. Again, back to that being a totally immature dick move.
Yeah.
All right. We're totally out of time. Vinny, what's coming up?
Negative political ads and one citizen's effort to stop them.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Friday. God, you look good. We have a big show today. Johnny Mosley will be in a few minutes to talk about the Warren Miller film, this year's Warren Miller film. Comic Felipe Esparza is going to be in studio at 8 o'clock, and he's performing at the Warfield tonight. So a big day. Keep here on the Alice all morning long.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by...
Your mom.
It's over.
Sizzles.
Here's what's happening. Time changes this weekend, everyone.
Oh, thanks for the reminder. God, I keep forgetting about that.
Get with that program.
I'll be really bummed out if I get here an hour early on Monday.
I'm sure my phone
will change,
all
right?
All your stuff does it itself. It's all the...
Great news.
The weird random things like your microwave and your... If you're running any old style watches.
Yeah. My alarm clock that sits by my bed is actually an old school.
There you go.
Clock.
You're gonna have
I'm gonna have to change that.
Straighten that out.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Time's about to get good. This is the good time.
Yeah.
I like it. And by the way, I believe I did my ballot already. There's a vote on the time change on the ballot. It still has to go to the legislature and they have to...
But enough people have to say, we would be open to this.
Or we want you to do this for them to do it.
Would they leave it on standard time?
Yeah, that's because it's standard, normal time.
But the best time is daylight savings.
What did you vote?
I voted yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to change. I don't give what they pick. I don't want it to change anymore. I think it's stupid and it's pain in the ass.
Pointless.
It's pointless.
None of us are. Well, we can there's farmers in California, but none of us are.
Yeah, but you know what? Farmers in California can just, you know, get up when the sun comes up. They'll, they'll have plenty of time. It's, you know.
You'll be okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess I should start with the Battle of the Bay as the 49ers. Third string quarterback pulled out a big win last night. It was shocking.
Did he play the whole game?
He played the whole game. I'd never heard of the guy.
Why did they not put Beathard in?
He has a hurt wrist.
Oh.
He was there. He was in uniform. He was
Jimmy G there in an uniform too?
I didn't see Jimmy G, but I was doing, we had a birthday last night, so there was multiple things happening at once.
You weren't staring at the sidelines.
I did get my baby Bjorn fitted
and
ready to go. So there was some walking around with a child attached to my front.
Uh-huh. So the hip is good now. The mad scientist has a good hip.
Yes.
Not a bum hip anymore. All
we're
right.
good. And we also cleared the helmet stage as well, which is nothing to be ashamed of, kids. But some kids, if their
Did
heads...
Did you have a helmet?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
But that was, the doc said, you're good on the helmet thing, too. You don't need it.
What's the helmet thing?
One of my close friends got the helmet just because he wanted her head to be shaped more...
Round.
Yes.
It's normal
it's
for
flat,
kids
it'll flatten
to,
out a right. little because they lay on one side and their bones are very soft.
The doc
soft.
Said it was fine, though. He doesn't need it, but he still wanted to go out of his way and shape this helmet. And,
oh, wow.
Well, babies can look pretty freaking janky with that, you know, that big flattened part of their head.
Right. So that was one of, we cleared the hip cleared, and the doc said, you're past the point where any helmet might be recommended.
Mm.
So you've cleared it. Mm. That's what I meant to say.
Right. Do they say these days lay your baby on their back or lay their baby on the front?
Back.
Okay.
Back is the recommended.
I think it was back when I had little babies. It's the longest time has gone by. This is the longest I haven't seen my son. It's like so.
You're tripping? We're talking about Berkeley now.
Yeah, it's not that I'm tripping. I mean, I know he's there and we talk all the time via text or whatever, but it's just been like,
it had to happen. He's immersed though now, and that's actually, as much as I know you're like, I want to see my kid, it's nice to hear that he's living college life.
Yeah.
Like immersed.
You should go visit him and like bring a keg.
A keg?
Yeah.
What's he gonna do with the keg? I should bring some dope. That's what college kids do. Well, that's what he does. I mean, I don't want to say that. Let's put it this way. He's not a big drinker. He's not a big drinker.
Wow.
No wonder he's always hungry.
None of that. I don't condone any of it.
Right.
I don't.
Some amazing parents.
Anyway, Nick Mullins played well last night. I had to look the guy up to find out who the hell. He wasn't drafted. He played for Southern Mississippi, a school I didn't know of, but he was good, really good, and we looked good, and it was nice to watch the Niners have a convincing win over the Raiders. 34-3, everyone.
Dang. Boy, that's crushing.
Everyone starts at, oh my God, this guy.
Listen, what's his name?
Nick Mullins. Okay. No one has seen him play. Remember that. As soon as some coaches look at some tape on him and see where his flaws are, they're going to coach up their team around how to stop this guy, and it won't be quite so easy for him. So he had that, you know,
surprise.
Let's hope it's not a one-hit wonder, but...
But it's nice to have them have a convincing win like that and to really be
on national
working
TV,
on all cylinders.
And you see your uni running down the field and you're like, oh my God,
go,
guy
go, go,
it,
go,
it's a touchdown! Nice. Very nice.
There was a lot of security, I noticed, that the news was reporting because people were concerned. There were a few fights.
Oh, there was?
There was lots of arrests.
I didn't see
with
that.
Drunken people. And then the other thing was the one cheerleader that kneeled.
Oh, right. One of the things that I found funny as we were, I think the missus was breast something. For some reason, she was sitting there with me when the game started, and they showed the overhead of the stadium, and she goes, God, that stadium. And I go, wait, isn't it at Levi's? And she goes, yeah, did you see the no parking in the whole place? It was the overhead, and there's just not the...
Yeah, there's no parking
what
lot.
What you should see is a fields of parking.
Yeah.
And the overhead just, there's not.
It is actually quite incredible that that is where our stadium is.
It's great.
That Hooman has gone there several times and is like, he parks miles away and gets an Uber to take him. It's just, it's insane.
It is.
I didn't even notice
I've
it.
I've never been there.
But it's because I've never been there either.
Yeah. And the people who live in that neighborhood must be like, oh my God, kill me. I can't go anywhere if there's anything happening.
Well, you got to.
Concert or game.
You have to have a schedule of what that stadium's up to, I'd imagine.
Yeah. Every day. Know what's up.
I'm sure you also, I bet you there were people who went, we have to move.
Yeah.
And sold.
Right. And people were lined up to buy their houses.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty well located.
To spend max dollars on a place that's going to be inundated.
Yeah. You need a bike to get here.
100 is 100 days out of the year. I mean, they try to fill that thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they're trying to. Yeah.
Other games, other concerts. Yeah, mm-hmm. All kinds of stuff going on there.
Expos.
Yes.
Do they do that there? I don't know.
All the stuff.
I believe Thanksgiving is next. In the line of holidays, I believe. Thanks.
Isn't there Veterans Day or something in between? Yes.
Of the big ones we got to plan for and you need to know what you're up to, Thanksgiving is next. Mm. On my list of stuff here, 62% of people under 35 are going to more than one Thanksgiving this year.
Oh, it happens. Well... A lot of times, especially if you live near both sides of your family, you'd wind up going to more than one house.
Yeah. And that is so trippy, though.
I know. I just want to go to one place.
Yeah, I do it
every year. And frankly, I don't want to go anywhere. I just want to make the food at my house and sit there. And if anybody comes over, great. And if nobody comes over, better. You know?
It's trippy that I, because I grew up and my parents stayed together, we just had the holiday. It was at home and you just had your holiday. Mm. Mm-hmm. And I'm not experiencing this as much with Thanksgiving, but Christmas, we wake up and we have Christmas. Then Party comes over with his gooch, and then we have another Christmas in the morning. And then she has family in Novato, and they have a Christmas. Three Christmases?
It's too much.
It is too much.
It is a lot.
It's not that I don't love everybody we're talking about, but I just get like
it's hard to divide
homes.
Your time.
I don't want to. I don't want to start over again.
Yeah, I just ate everything in the whole wide world yesterday. I don't want to.
What are we doing?
It's because we had all our family lived pretty close, and so both my grandmothers would be like
in Boston.
Oh, yes. Oh, Christmas at our house this year. No, we're always going to go to Christmas at this other place because all the cousins are there. Mm-hmm. And so they would get the Thanksgiving, but a lot of times we'd go, you know, we wanted a Thanksgiving with the other cousins too. So sometimes we'd go a second day to the, you know, so you'd have, as a kid, it was great. It was like two Christmases.
Well, because you like events. Kids do.
I mean,
like, hey.
Presents?
Oh,
yeah,
man,
more presents?
The presents thing was last night watching my kid just go, oh my God. She wants this mermaid tail like you can't believe.
Oh, I believe it. And I bought a couple of those for my friend's kids.
You going to get it?
And well,
she got it last night. She's like, Dad, you have to give me a bath tonight because you put the most water in and you let me stay in the longest. And I'm like, all right, let's go. Even though the game's on, let's go do this. So we go. And
oh, she got like one that can be worn in the water.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a mess. That sounds
like it was a mess. Yeah.
She's going to like it a few times and then that's going to be done.
Fine.
Good.
Yeah. Fine.
And they're like $80, $100. I've got one for like $120.
I don't think this was that, but this was it was what she wanted and she had it and
cute.
It's that she puts
it
on.
You put the water the highest and you leave me in the longest.
My belly button's showing, but that's okay, right? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know about mermaids, dude.
Yeah, no, belly button.
Whatever you want to do, you want to go in the water or not? I don't know what to say about this thing.
Hey, is your girlfriend like cheap with the water and quick with the bath?
Well, yeah. I mean, she's trying to work two kids there.
It's business, yeah.
And frankly, you shouldn't be wasting water like that. But you know, every now the rare time that I'm in charge, sure, I'm like, well, you need to, you know, get your head under.
Well, you got to tell Isla to enjoy her solo baths, because coming up here real soon, what's going to happen? She's got a bath partner.
Oh, you have to do them together?
Yeah, you do
don't
them together.
Don't make them do it together, Vinny. Be a good dad.
Well, everybody
but
does
they
it
have fun. They, yeah, they have
they like it.
My mom had so many pictures side. Of the three of us in the tub together.
The three of you? Mm-hmm. One of you three is a boy.
We were all under four, Vinny, and it was fine. Nothing untoward was going on.
All right.
We had to take separate baths, but everyone had to use the same water.
Yes, that happens too.
Oh,
and that's super
what?
Gross.
Yeah, same here.
You always
yeah.
want the first tub
yeah,
full of water.
Yeah, you kind of want the first, yeah.
the so one where there's actually some soap suds in it still and not just like scummy gray water.
Or pee in it.
Oh, God.
You took baths in pee water?
Probably.
Okay.
Are you kidding, my two brothers?
Oh, I'd pee in it just to bum you out. No, I didn't pee in it. Get in.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Right.
916 says, Maggie Rogers is the girl that was on that show with Pharrell, and he told her that her song was perfect and had no critique for her.
Mm.
You guys played her song. It was called Alaska. Oh. So was that The Voice we're talking about?
That sound like The Voice. Wasn't Pharrell a judge
I
on The Voice for a while?
So, but I,
pull up
during
that Maggie
our
Rogers
break,
song.
I pulled.
So she's the musical guest on SNL.
Right. Young girl, too.
She's cute.
Sounds like Bon Iver.
Do you like Bon Iver?
He's okay. I like the
I don't love him.
That first album took me by surprise, and I kind of liked it. And but then...
Bon Iver.
Eh.
Well, live, he's not that great.
Yeah.
Well, neither of the Chainsmokers.
The Chainsmokers suck.
When I go see a live show, I want to see a rock show.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to rock. I don't
I want
you
to
be
playing the instruments.
I
want
to rock.
Quiet.
Bow.
And mysterious. You can keep that. I want to see Nine Inch Nails. Blow my head off.
I want you to play I Want to Rock during the yeah. montage.
And then
today.
Play It's Over Johnny, too.
What? What's over Johnny?
I don't know what
I
that
sent
is.
It's a Rambo quote. I said check your email.
It's over Johnny.
Oh, is that what you sent me?
Yeah, check your I haven't email, checked. Brynn.
Check your email, Brynn. God.
Yeah. 925 says, the smell sounds like black mold. You guys need a cleaning service like Serve Pro. Oh, sorry. Oh,
dang.
It's a plug. 925, you tricked me.
We do need that. Listen, there's something going on in there, and it is disgusting.
Hold on. Listen, it's incredibly toxic and can spread throughout the whole office. Call a professional company now. How many times do you guys have headaches and feel sick at work, and then once at home, no
headaches
or no
all the time here
I've been
now.
Feeling not
We've
that
been
well
going through
then.
Aspirin.
Yep.
It's black mold.
And now
mold.
Bryn's sick.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh my God. You know what? Right to
I'll play
Michael.
That when Johnny gets here. A
yeah,
lot.
Play,
all
right. Play the
start
last
CC
part of
and
it.
Michael and Greg on oh, that yeah. thing. This is ridiculous.
Right.
There's something going. It does seem toxic.
Oh. I feel a cough coming on too.
Maybe that's why my throat's all messed up.
It is.
Oh!
Let's do a sick out.
We're not coming into work.
Yeah,
and, yeah Hooman so does not work.
Yeah,
to work.
Look at Hooman.
He's like, yeah, yeah, sick out, work. Sick out, yeah. yeah.
The guy that He's does the least amount of work, get out of here,
Fooman.
Yeah.
Fooman.
Yeah, supporting you guys.
Thank you.
So friendly. Nice.
Me?
No, Hooman. Oh, yeah. I mean, look at the support. It's so
yeah.
great.
Like yeah.
I got my yeah. movie review done. I'm out of here.
Yeah. I don't even know why I have to come in to work on Fridays. I already right. did my movie review.
Oh, yeah. my God. Speaking of which, Hooman is off next week. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Oh, why? I'm
going to a Christian retreat thing.
A Christian retreat thing?
For my church, yeah.
Oh.
What do you do?
Sounds awful.
This is for who? For you, maybe. But for me, it's amazing.
Well, what do you do?
You know, we've got this really awesome church, and you know, we kind of pray for the upcoming year and talk about ideas and you know, plan and stuff. I was honored to be included, so
oh.
I'm excited.
This isn't costing you $1,900.
I know, so. How much?
What's it
no,
costing?
Nothing.
What does it cost?
Once you're invited, I think the church is picking up the cost.
Oh.
They'll ask for donations, okay. But whatever.
The church will,
will
pick
you pray
up the
for
tab.
Us?
Yeah, I pray for you guys every morning.
He's
Are you kidding me?
Christly.
I even pray for Vinny's drive.
I hope
drive.
He makes it safe with no backup.
Pray for you, Zed, and Johnny
Peace be with
B.
you, Sarah.
And
Johnny
also F
B.
you.
Sarah and Vinny.
T
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.